It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, that's right. We are live at Twin Peaks off 290. It is a Football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, Tom Ball Ford, and all of our Houston area Ford dealers. If you're in the building, make sure you got a raffle ticket now. Make sure you got, and right now is a perfect time to make sure you got a raffle ticket, because if you got one now, you can get another one when the clock strikes 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., so you'll have two shots at it. Some folks will have more because they come and hang out with us. They don't just stop by and have one little old beer. They come and actually hang out with us, if you know what I mean. So either way it goes, if you're out there and you're listening, you're on the highway, you're out 290 way, come on, stop through at Twin Peaks. Have you a cold beer, get you a good meal, get you a good bite to eat, have you one of them top-shelf bourbons, top-shelf tequilas, and see if you can win some Texans tickets here. By the way, I got a question for all my beer drinkers out there. If you're drinking beer, if you're at Twin Peaks or wherever, maybe at the house, wherever you drink out of a mug, I'm assuming, and you go to take a swig out of your beer right there, and you look down and there's a fly floating in your beer, what's the next move?
How much beer's in the glass? That's context.
You're muddy in the
context.
Waters.
No, if it's all the way full and there's a fly up top.
Well, hell, like, I ain't asking about if you ain't got nothing but spit in the damn thing. I'm talking, let's say half beer or more. If you got at least half, and that little bitty old beer you got over there too, I can't believe you still drinking them things. But that you, if you got a cold beer, you got more than five swigs left in it, and you look down and there's a fly in it, what's the next move?
I want a new beer.
Wait a minute, you think you're going to get a new beer?
I'm going to get a new beer because most of it's still there and there's a fly in there. I don't want to have to meander around a fly or poke the fly out and drink my beer with
a fly
in it.
I didn't have that on.
I want a new beer.
That wasn't on my bingo card. Expect a new beer.
Expect a new beer.
I mean, are you buying it or are you thinking that it's like,
no.
Because...
No, they're going to fill that bad boy back up because there was a fly in my almost full beer.
So you think Twin Peaks owes you another beer because you had a fly land? Their fly
if
landed
there
in your
just
beer.
So happened to be a fly in my beer at said establishment, I would expect there to be a new beer involved.
Well, this isn't like Wendy's or something where there was somebody's thumb in the chili.
Well,
I mean, this is
there's certain establishments I would expect to find a fly.
But that's not Twin Peaks' fault.
No.
It's not like a fly flew into your cup. Obviously, you look down four drinks in, and there's a fly in your cup.
Well, that's more than four drinks in.
Fair.
I got that's one swig
I'm gonna
left,
tell you,
sir.
I'm just going to be honest with
and
you.
And I damn near gulp that son of a gun during the break right now.
Yeah.
I was like, yo!
Yeah, Sean's over here bull jobbing because – his he said, well, that's what he's doing too.
Wait, Sean, he's saying chug it?
He said chug it, baby. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to ask for some silverware, and I'm going to use the old spoon and get that fly out and finish it.
It's like protein, man.
I can't believe that you expect Twin Peaks to give you a new beer, man. I'll be damned. I guess if it's one of them little ones, they'll probably do it.
I mean, look, right now, no, I don't need a new beer. That's one drink. You know, that's on me. I babysit that bad boy. And the fly was you know what?
You'll drink around it on that one right there, right?
Well, I tried to drink around it subconsciously, and I couldn't make that happen.
That is absolutely beautiful.
I got a text message. Right. You deserve a new beer. Get you one.
Really?
Yeah. I got a text message from a listener, my old high school baseball coach. He's right.
Well, you know, I would expect an old baseball coach or an old football coach to say, yeah, hell, you owe me another one. I mean, that's exactly what I would expect from a baseball or football
See, look
coach.
At his beer right there. If there was a fly that landed in that bad boy right there, I would get him a new beer for free. Like, hey, he needs one more.
Man, we just get that old spoon right there, scoop that thing out, bang. You think in his life he ain't never ate no fly or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Come on, man.
I've gone 43 years without doing it.
I
came really close to my first, though.
Don't slow me down, boy. I mean, don't get in my way. Wait on another beer? Nah, I'm good. All right.
That bacon was crunchy enough for me. I don't need the fly.
Yeah, let a fly land on that bacon. You'd have hammered it, man. You wouldn't thought twice.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
All right. The Astros added a arm to the starting rotation, a starting pitcher. You ready for this?
Ready.
Tatsuya Ime?
Now,
is that it?
Why are you giving me a complex? No, it's Imai.
Tatsuya Ime.
Okay.
Imai.
Say it again, Colin.
Tatsuya Ime.
Tatsuya Ime is
it's
who
not
they...
Ime. It's Imai.
Well, y'all get the drift. Ain't none of us got
it's
a clue.
It's Ime Udoka. It's Imai, okay. As in Tatsuya Imai.
Hey, that's there what PC go. Said yesterday, so I'm wrong with it.
Well, PC, I'm sure, studied the hell out of it, right? The Astros signed him to a three-year, $54 million deal that could be up to $63 million. Now, I don't know how much truth is to this. He was one of the top prospects on the market.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much truth is to this. To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but apparently – you know, the Athletic had him projected to receive an eight-year, $190 million contract, and somehow the Astros signed him to a three-year, what could be up to a $63 million contract.
Over all the other big dogs, you know, the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah, it's big news, but it leaves you wondering kind of why, what's going on, what's the catch here. I think it's great. The short-term part of it is great for the Astros. The Astros could, I mean, the risk is you get stuck with a bad contract.
Mm-hmm.
The reward is you 27-year-old pitcher that seems to have some elite stuff. Actually, you do what you've done with other pitchers, and you get the best out of this guy, and he goes lights out. Now, the other side of that is he's got an opt-out after every year.
Yeah.
So if he comes in year one, he lights it up, then he's got an opt-out and he can go elsewhere. But
to me, that's the what's going on. You know, how do you go from a projected eight-year, $190 million contract to, you know, 3 years in upwards of, what, $63 million with an $18 million AAV? It's the opt-out. That's the catch. And, oh, by the way, this guy Tatsuya Ime. But you're wrong, PC. he's a Scott Boras client.
Yeah.
And Boras, we've seen with a couple of three different clients over the last two off seasons, whether it be Jordan Montgomery or I forget another pitcher the Astros missed out on a couple of years ago, but Alex Bregman, obviously, another Boras client, they all signed those opt-outs, those bridge contract kind of things. If this guy's a badass, he's going to fetch a lot more than $18 million average annual value next off season. He might get a little bit closer to that $23.5 million on that eight-year, $190 million contract projection.
Okay, so where's that leave you right now with the Astros rotation? I'm gonna be nice to you. I'm gonna give you six. Let's go six-man rotation right now with the Astros. Who you running with?
I'm hoping the sixth is a to be determined, and I hope his name is Justin Verlander. That would be fantastic. But I'm gonna go Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Tatsuya Imai, Mike Burrows, Spencer Arrighetti, and Lance McCullers.
One more time.
Brown, Javier, Imai, Burrows, Arrighetti, McCullers. Assuming there is no Justin Verlander. If there is a Justin Verlander, it's going to come down to Burrows, Arrighetti, and McCullers is one of the ones that need to leave for a six-man rotation.
Do you have McCullers fatigue yet?
I mean, yes, of course I do, but right now he's entering spring training as a healthy individual that they're paying a lot of money to, that they expect to go out there and figure it out and be a badass.
Right. Okay, on the flip side of that, because I know the thought was the Astros may have to move a bat or two to go get starting pitching. Obviously, this maybe alleviates some of that, the need to do that, maybe, or no?
Well, that's a good question. Like, maybe, okay, does it maybe second guess what you'd like to ask in exchange for a Jake Meyers or an Isak Paredes or maybe, you know, a Christian Walker if you're like me and you'd like – them to really try to move him. You're losing Framber Valdez. He's a lefty. Right now the Astros don't have a left-handed pitcher in their starting rotation. They don't have but one left-handed starting pitcher, I think, even in the conversation, and his name is Colton Gordon. Everybody else is right-handed. So I wonder if the Astros are looking at something like maybe you maybe decide to move a couple of these pitchers that are unproven along with a Jake Meyers, and you go out and get a proven left-handed pitcher. I don't know who that would be. I don't know if the Astros have the money, the ability to do that, because all the guys you're looking at shedding don't cost a lot of money. They're about $7 million under the CBT right now, which is just enough money to go out and get you some marginal pieces and maybe re-sign Victor Caratini.
I heard the boys on In the Loop having that conversation. I'm a fan
of Caratini.
Obviously the way Patrick Creighton was laying it out. I mean, who any Astros fan is a fan of Caratini when you look at the options that are out there. Yada yada yada. I'm just a fan in general.
I am too. Like you know, I don't know if the stats and like OPS and all that stuff, but I'll tell you what, Caratini was clutch, And Yiner's still a young and developing hitter in my, as far as I see it. And he's got some pop and gap power. That could be one of the most dangerous catching hitting duos in all of Major League Baseball. How often do you have like two really damn good hitting catchers on a baseball team? The Astros are in that position now if they bring back Caratini.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's doable. I mean, I don't follow the contract negotiations and all that, but I'm a fan. As you said, the key word there was clutch. Like that. I mean, it just every time I looked up watching the Astros and this guy was getting an opportunity, he was getting a really good at bat, and more times than not, he was coming through. So, not to mention, you, there's a need. There's an obvious need there. Okay, we got 5 o'clock fire coming up next. The Texans and the Colts. Their injury reports, final injury reports for Sunday's games are out. Who's in? Who's out for the Texans this Sunday? We will tell you next right here on Sports Radio 610.